Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Every day here in Humboldt, you hear or read about marijuana. Meetings regarding medical marijuana dispensaries, whether or not pot should be made legal, raids on the gardens by law enforcement, environmental damage because of the manner in which the gardens are constructed, damage to wildlife, and the list goes on. Proponents of marijuana legalization give all kinds of reasons why it should be legalized and be made a part of our everyday living. I suppose that if marijuana was legalized tomorrow, all the growers would fall into line, move out of the land on which some of them are illegally trespassing, apply for permits, declare their income and pay taxes on it, pay a good wage to their workers, put all of their firearms away, return all the water supplies and all the land to its original condition, stop killing both plant and wildlife, and abide by county, state, and federal laws. If I were not on the radio, I would stop at this point and use a few choice expletives like, you know, baloney, or other words to that effect. You know darn well that this is not about cleaning up the environment. It's about making money controlled by a few. Legalization will not bring in needed taxes to the county or any other entity. Already the discussion has turned to arguments among the growers themselves, large operations against small. All these environmental groups should be weighing in on the damage caused by the growers, but they would rather cry out to the masses when some legitimate business digs a ditch or grades a road in order to improve their land. The only group that has come forward to any extent is the North Coast Environmental Center. Environmental groups as a whole like to be seen as friends of the earth, but with all the serious environmental damage to our county, their silence and passiveness only shows their hypocrisy. Recently, some state senators paid a visit to Eureka and met with members of the Harbor Commission to discuss the importance of Humboldt Bay. Senator Mike McGuire was among the visiting group and is also a promoter of medical marijuana, stating that most growers want to do the right thing. What is the right thing? Richard Marks, the chair of the Harbor Commission, is also a promoter of marijuana, and the Harbor Commission has also been approached about using part of the former pulp mill for a cannabis nursery. So, where did the state senators end up to complete their visit to Humboldt Bay? Yes, a pot farm in Willow Creek, or should we call it a field of dreams? There is a permeating stink in the air besides pot. A question. Why is it that so many organizations, including the American Cancer Society, work so hard to shut down the tobacco industry through any and all media, but remain silent on the smoking of marijuana? Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.